Could avionics once again become a horse race? I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. In recent years, the announcements of OEM pairings with avionics suppliers has been mostly about Garmin. Now, Avadyne, a pioneer in the early glass panel movement, shows signs of new competitiveness with its Integra Release 9. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell had a chance to talk at length about what's new at Avadyne with the company's Director of Corporate Marketing, Tom Harper.
Well, folks, there's a lot of interesting news that is coming to fore of late. And despite the fact that we're looking at a little bit of a diminished spring news season, there is some really exciting stuff going on. And the one that personally kind of gets our jollies going is the latest and greatest from Avadyne, Release 9. It's definitely the next generation, and having flown it, the nicest part about the next generation is simplicity is back. Tom Harper from Avadyne, come on down.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing, guy?
Doing well. You?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're having some fun here, kind of going over what the possibilities are. If we can first, can you give me the synopsis of what Release 9 is destined to do?
Sure can. Jim, Release 9 is designed as the kind of the next generation of integrated flight deck for light GA. It's kind of takes the, if you look at the steps of the evolution of the system, we came out with the Integra glass in 2003 and really brought big glass to light GA, and you saw the market adoption curve was pretty steep. And shortly after that, others entered the market and developed more integrated systems, at least from a bezel integration point of view. They were still using the same legacy radios, but bezel integrating the control knobs and functions, but the basic software and the interconnection between everything was still the older generation, if you will, of technology. And now what we've done with Release 9 is we've kind of leapfrogged to the new generation and with really three main goals is to keep the Avadyne ease of use. That's really what Avadyne's been about since the beginning. Is it's one thing to make a radio or to make a navigator or a piece of glass that has a lot of functionality, but we look at it through a different prism. Is how can we make this much easier to use? Because we've got data that clearly suggests that, you know, making flying simple equates to making flying safer. So we've really kept that at the forefront. The other thing is, from a redundancy point of view, putting a truly integrated system that runs on a peer-to-peer data bus architecture that eliminates a lot of these redundancy modes and the backups and single-point failures and those kind of things that are typical in previous generation systems. So we've really taken a quantum leap forward in that regard as well. And then the other thing is the FAA's Technically Advanced Aircraft Study, which was done several years ago now, suggested that these glass cockpits that are coming to market in technically advanced aircraft really do provide an enhanced availability of safety, but they found that the majority of the head downtime associated with them was due to the high workload around entering flight plans and managing the navigation. So we took that to heart and really tried to develop a next-generation flight management system that dramatically reduced the head downtime, dramatically reduced the inputs and the keystrokes required to interface with the navigation system.
Sounds like a tall order.
It is a tall order, but that's why it's taken this long. And so we're proud to say we've actually met our design goals, and now we're getting darn close to the certification, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, let's back up just a little bit before we start talking about capabilities and functionalities. Avadyne, to a certain extent, pretty much revolutionized glass panels as we know it for the GA world. I mean, of course, we'd seen glass panels in the Boeings and the biz jets and so sure. forth and so on. But with the SR series, Avadyne was front and center for, you know, the first GA glass panels, and has put together an installed base of something like 4,000 units.
Yeah, we're well over that now, probably pushing 5. Yeah.
Not to mention a certain SR-22 G3 turbo in my hangar. So I'm one. So at any rate, the question is, why is this current generation not enough?
Well, it's like anything else. It's you know, as technology improves, there are opportunities to continue to improve the product, the technology, the user interface, all of those things. There was a big quantum leap moving from six packs to glass, and of course, you know, getting those electromechanical gauges that we've stared at for 50 years onto glass and into pixel format really was a big step, especially for the install base, the pilot community that was making that transition. But that, again, clearly happened pretty quickly. But now that we have access to those pixels, you can, unlike an electromechanical system, you can rearrange those pixels to do a lot of cool things. And we're starting to see some of that with some of the new display formats coming out. The ability to synthesize the data and present it more logically, and, you know, with trend vectors and even those sort of things. So it's taking away a lot of the mental gymnastics that were required by a pilot to figure out what's going on. Well, my vertical speed's doing this, but my airspeed's doing that, and your turn bank's over here doing something else. And so, you know, you have to assimilate that information as a pilot in your head, and now the computers are doing more of that work for you. And so it's just a natural evolution of the technology that's enabling if we had a clean sheet of paper 50 years ago, would they have designed, you know, six discrete instruments? I'd say probably not. There's a much better way to present the information. But when airplanes were invented, there was no glass available. So we're getting to a point where we're just doing it better.
Well, that sounds like a great idea from this standpoint, because, you know, the one thing that's been interesting is I've been flying everybody else's glass panels for quite a while. For the last 50 hours or so, I've been flying mine, which is a whole different methodology in an airplane that you pull out of your hangar and you're used to doing the same old things in, especially some of the routes and so forth that, you know, I've done quite a bit in my glass air when I was running from, you know, one place to another, but with, you know, analog gauges. And you look at it, and you look at the button turning, twisting, and so forth, and you realize that while there's a tremendous amount of information being imparted, there's still a significant amount of interfacing required. Push this, turn that, twist that, move here. And the one thing that I see as being pivotal in the Release 9 version that I flew, the prototype, I guess it's 753 Charlie Delta, an older SR-22, was, boy, you simplified it. And in the case of simplifying, does not mean dumbing it down. It means making it much smarter so the pilots can be a lot dumber.
Well, it's again, making it more intuitive, you know, so you're not having to... when you're entering a waypoint, it's going to do a geofill, which is going to suggest the next logical waypoint. It adds some logic in there, so you're not having to input the entire thing. It's going to suggest the next one, what should be in the sequence. So it just little smarts like that takes some of the data entry part of it away. The vectors mode, which makes it when you're flying coupled with the autopilot, and now all of a sudden you're transitioning, the ATC's wanting to vector you around, you can leave the autopilot coupled to the FMS. You're not changing modes. It's just a workload reduction factor that it really brings to the table, that and just logic, and let the computer do more of the mental gymnastics part of it for you.
In a moment, how does Integra Release 9 stack up against the feature set of Brand G? More with Avedine's Tom Harper in a moment. I'm Paul Platt, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell is talking with Avadyne's Tom Harper about the newest release of the Integra Integrated Flight Deck. Avadyne has had a flurry of announcements lately about new OEM and retrofit approvals, but what about the breakthrough features announced in the past year by the competition?
Concepts and capabilities like synthetic vision, enhanced vision, and digital autopilots are on the tip of everybody's tongues. What do you have in the offing for Release 9?
Well, I first start with the Release 9 interface that we've added to the existing autopilot in the airplane, which is a rate-based STEC 55X, which is in all the Cirruses that are flying now. We've done some things as part of the Release 9 upgrade to really improve that interface and improve the performance of the autopilot in terms of the workload interface with the integrated flight deck. So during the Release 9 upgrade, there's additional wires added, there's additional communication, and so some of this mode transition that I talked about that used to be a pilot was involved in is now managed by the FMS. So we really have taken the current autopilot and made it, and from a workload point of view, really reduce the workload with Release 9 and the existing rate-based autopilot. Now, what we have announced this week is the DFC-100, which is our new attitude-based flight control system, which will be available next year as a slide-in replacement for the STEC, which is the rate-based. So it's less about whether it's digital or analog. It's more about getting away from a rate-based system and moving to an attitude-based system, which flies much smoother and with more precision and tracks and intercepts much better. So that's where the real advantages are. And but I think what we've done with Release 9 is going, pilots will see an improvement in the performance, at least from a workload point of view, even now.
Well, let's be a little bit more specific for the moment about the DFC-100. What does it do, point by point, that the current systems cannot? And when you talk about digital autopilot, or you know the term per se, now you're talking about the autopilot head itself, but you're not having to replace servos or other mechanical devices that are already installed in the aircraft. So the install is pretty much a drop-in.
Right. Well, again, the DFC-100 is compatible with the Integra Release 9 upgraded airplanes. So, as part of the Release 9 upgrade, again, this wiring has already been added to make the connections between the dual Adahars and all the other things that need to happen, so that when we do the DFC-100, there's no additional wiring. So, there is some changes to the wiring now, so that next year, you can taxi up and we'll install a DFC-100. Your dealer will install it, and it'll be a, you know, go get you a cup of coffee while we replace your autopilot kind of thing. So that was intentionally the design so that it was a smooth transition. And again, we leave all the rest of the components in the airplane, and we're able to automatically, we're already connected, wired anyway, pre-wired for the dual Adahars inputs. And so it's just a really clean transition that way.
Outstanding. Now, overall capabilities, what can somebody expect in a bag of tricks from the DFC-100 over its predecessors?
Well, it's got the turbine class modes of operation that you'd expect with, of course, he's got airspeed, hold, vertical speed, those kind of things. Of course, it's got GPSS and the standard nav modes as well. But again, by flying with a attitude-based system, you're just going to get that ride-on-rail smoothness and the ability to track, especially as you're coming in on final approach and you're flying the localizer inbound. It's going to be rock solid on those kind of things. So it's kind of a two-phase thing. Release 9 is going to reduce workload, And then DFC 100 is going to kind of enhance the precision and the performance.
Tomorrow, in the second part of this conversation, hear what Avedyne has planned for enhanced and synthetic vision and why the company is uniquely qualified to go there. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Tom Harper is Avedyne's director of corporate marketing. Find out more about Integra Release 9 at www.avidyne.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.